Cards Against Humanity is sponsoring both this episode and the whole Wolf Pop launch. They asked us not to read an ad. Enjoy the show.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to OMFG. I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Raphael.
And we are too damn young
to be this damn confused. I thought TBT stood for Turn Back Time.
I thought Zendaya was a new fad diet.
Is it pronounced meme or mem?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we are talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
OMFG is a shot of pop culture Botox that will, fingers crossed, keep us young and fresh.
And super of the now.
Yeah. OMFG! We are here today for a really good reason. We want to talk about dating.
This is the hottest topic I can think of right now because I am not dating, and there are so many advancements in dating that it scares me. I have a friend who just recently became single, and, you know, he was off the market for a long time, and he, too, was very shocked by what's happening out there.
What is happening?
Young women have been sending him photos, topless.
Okay.
Where they Sharpie their names across their boobs so that it's special just for him. That's happening. That's happening.
That's
and not,
a lot.
Not asked for. It's just delivered.
It's just a present.
It's just ding dong. Here
Hello.
You go. Here's your name on my boobs.
Congratulations.
Here they are. So that shocked me, and I thought dating.
Yeah. No, it's
is
important.
Where I'm not hip.
We need to find out what's happening in 2014 in dating. I'm also off the market. But, you know, I spent a lot of time in high school just sort of having unrequited crushes. You know, that's sort of what I was up to pretty much. And I didn't have social media to work with. So I would just pretty much stalk Jerome Halligan.
Hot guy name.
You know, just kind of figure out, like, where he's going to be and get my friends to figure out where he's going to be and then be at that place and then stare at him. So now there's like a lot more ways to do that. And I wonder if it's better or worse because I feel like now you can really be a stalker, like get arrested, be a stalker with location services. So
Absolutely.
I don't know, you know, like what's better and what's worse. And we luckily have someone amazing here today to help us out.
We have the amazing Brandon Wardell.
Hello.
Brandon.
Hi.
Thank you so much.
Thank
He's here to talk
me.
About dating in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And a little later, the amazing actress Morgan Walsh will be with us to reminisce about dating from the yesteryears. Brandon started doing stand-up at 17 in D.C. He's a regular at Meltdown, Hollywood Improv, UCB. And also, he's got an album coming out with the Bob Odenkirk called Amateur Hour.
Yeah,
Shut
yeah,
up!
No,
wow, what is that all about?
We recorded it in May. It's just us doing stand-up.
Just you and Bob?
Yeah.
How dare you? Who do you think you are?
It's kind of like the album was like sort of, it's super casual. Like,
okay.
I didn't know it was going to be on the album.
Your conversation?
Like, well, no, it's like, it's just me, like, I was opening for what I thought, like, I knew it was his album recording.
Oh.
I was opening, and then afterwards he was like, oh, how do you feel about, like, being on the album?
Oh, my God.
Like, I didn't want you to be nervous.
No pressure, yeah.
So, yeah, so it was,
Great.
That's, you know, I'm excited.
That's amazing. I have a question for you. How would someone describe your looks? Like, how have you been described?
Oh.
Just so our people can get a sense of what you look like. I mean, I could describe you,
right.
But I'd rather...
Like what, like a Japanese businessman jerks off to?
Excuse me?
Like.
Come again?
I've got, you know, got like Disney princess eyes.
You kind of do.
You know? I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't,
do.
Like.
Very long lashes.
Yeah. Long lashes.
Hope. There's hope in
There's
your
a
eyes.
Lot of hope.
Yeah,
I've
I
got,
see that.
I've got hopeful. Yeah, yeah. Positive, hopeful eyes. I'm, you know. I've still got like a youthful glow.
Yeah,
I would say.
Speaking of that, you just turned 22 this week.
Yeah.
So
yes.
So congratulations,
Thank
happy
you.
Birthday.
Thanks.
People think you're younger than because you could be younger
yeah.
than 22.
Yeah, yeah. People usually think I'm younger.
Japanese businessmen.
People usually think I'm younger. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how to describe my. You know, people can.
No, I think you did it.
Look at me online.
You
yeah.
did it, and it's great. No, you're adorable.
Thank you. I've recently hooked up with like too many girls that look like me.
Oh, stop.
Yeah. That's but, like, awesome. I don't know. I feel like I have, like, I have, like, soft features, you know, like that
soft
of a
features.
Like that of a beautiful woman. So I'm not, you know, I'm not
so
tripping.
When you say you hooked up with girls that look like you, you're, like, hooking up with them and you're looking in their eyes and you're like, oh, my God, that's me? Or
it's something I realized, like, it's something I've realized only recently because I was, like, showing people, like, oh, look at this girl's Facebook. And then everybody's like, oh, she looks like you.
That's funny.
Yeah.
How do you hook? Because this is what Emily and I really brought you in for today. Right. We really want to find out what's going on. This is like we really don't want to be confused.
Right.
So we're looking to you for information. I feel like you have it.
So first, how do you find your twins, and then how do you date them?
I don't know. How does anybody meet?
No. How do you?
How do I meet?
Yeah.
How have I met? I don't know. Just sort of like running through, I guess, parties. Just mutual friends.
Well, that's nice and old-timey, actually.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really like fuck with like online dating or whatever.
You don't. Like, yeah. So you're not doing like a Tinder or whatever. Yeah.
Well, I have a Tinder account.
Okay.
But like I'm mostly just like, it's mostly just silly like. Procrastinating. Like, I don't actually use it with the intent of, like, oh, I'm going to find my wife.
Gotcha.
Do you, you have any other accounts that you just procrastinate with?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
So when you're at a party, just kind of take us through, like,
the mating ritual.
Do you approach? You're like, oh, that girl looks like me. She's really hot. How do I talk to her? I'm just going to go up and chat.
Yeah, I guess so.
Do you wear that sweatshirt at
parties? I'm wearing a FAP sweatshirt. I'm wearing a, it looks like the Gap logo, but it says.
And what is that?
I believe I know.
Okay.
And I know
this. Wait, what do you think?
This is what I believe I know FAP to be. You know, Emily?
No.
At all? Do you know? Like,
you literally
do you have a
not
feeling?
Know. How old are you?
I'm old. I'm old, sir.
How old? Wait, I can't. I know you're not supposed to ask.
Yeah,
you're not supposed to ask.
Unfortunately, that's against the law. We are going to place a citizen's arrest on you and take you out.
IMDb later.
Okay.
Probably, yeah.
Great.
Oh, it's Googleable.
It's on there. Yeah.
Sure.
I don't, fabulous and poor.
I feel bad for you right now.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what it means.
So now I might play myself because I think I know, but I'm not entirely sure. But I know there's something called a fappening that's happening right now.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So what I'm going to put those like pieces together and say that it means jerking off.
Right. It's the sound. It's like the – like that.
Okay. That is
– yeah.
So it's a Gap sweatshirt. So in summation, it's a Gap-looking sweatshirt.
Right.
Yeah.
That is the sound of jerking off.
Right.
Fap, 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 fap. Okay.
And is that, like, something the ladies that look like you like?
I don't care, you know?
Uh-huh.
So, like...
Oh, right.
It's not...
Whatever.
I don't think it's a deal breaker. me wearing a FAP sweatshirt.
But it might bring them in. Like, they may be like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that's gonna, like... be what brings him in necessarily.
I
think
like
it's
a man
just sort of a,
who knows the sound
the
of
sound
jerking
of jerking
and likes to just
and likes to put it across his chest.
Talk about it really
it's,
loudly.
It's a nice light baby blue.
Baby
I mean,
blue.
Like, yeah, I didn't start wearing it until like I wasn't getting any draws like this time last year, so
draws?
I wouldn't wear it like.
What do you mean draws? This time,
like just like hooking
pulling
up,
the...
just like pulling in what like draws like
poon
like underwear like.
Oh,
that's
any
the
drawers. Getting any drawers.
Drawers.
Pantaloons. Pantaloons.
Right.
Panties.
And now,
okay,
because of Bob Odenkirk, is that, should we, I would personally like
I,
to thank
I
Bob
did,
Odenkirk.
My Tinder profile picture is the album cover.
See?
It was just for a tweet. Like, that's mostly, Tinder's mostly a joke for me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With the album cover. So do you sext, if this is an uncomfortable question?
Oh, yeah,
that's
I was
going to
– no, it's not I love it. I love –
sexting?
Well, I don't love sexting,
okay.
But
you love
it's
questions.
Very stressful.
Yes.
I hate it.
I agree.
I hate it. I hate sexting so much.
Where do you fall apart? You start out strong and then
– like if like a girl sends me like, oh, man, like I – like, I wish I was fucking you right now or whatever. Like,
right.
I can't. I'm
Which
like,
one is more to send?
I don't know. I'm like, I don't know what to say. I don't know how to respond to it. It's stressful.
Have you ever gotten one of the pictures with your name across the boobs?
No. Is that who was that?
Oh, I don't.
That got that.
I mean, he's a very lucky man.
That sounds like they're like fans, right?
No.
Or they're just women?
They're trying to date him.
What? Women on the loose.
Yeah.
That women just sounds with drawers.
Like, yeah, that sounds like a fan thing. That's so weird. I assumed that was just like some famous comedian or something.
No,
shit.
Yeah.
So, you know, Brandon, it's kind of sounding like you might be a little old-timey in your ways because you don't like sexting. You'd rather have a conversation on the phone?
No. Oh, okay. No. I would never talk to anybody on the phone.
Never.
Well, no, I would have. I haven't done that.
In your lifetime.
I haven't made a phone call. No, I haven't had I haven't had like phone sex.
But have you had a phone call?
Like if you were you were gonna take a girl out, would you call her or text her?
I would text her.
Okay.
I don't. I'm so afraid to. I would never call a girl unless like I absolutely like needed to.
Like emergency.
Yeah. Like if it was like an emergency, otherwise I feel like she'd be very put off by it.
So what would be like a typical
I'd be
text?
Very put off. If a girl called me,
you'd
I'd be like
what the
yo, she has zero chill. Like I'd be like, oh, nope. I'd be
like, totally.
She does have here, okay, hold on. Let's just figure this out first. I want to get to the bottom of zero chill. Because do you think that you can get to know? We're having a conversation right now.
Right.
I feel like I'm getting to know you.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you think this could happen not looking at each other?
What?
A conversation.
A conversation, yeah.
And get to know each other a little bit. I'm not trying, but I'm just saying in general.
Oh,
like,
I thought you were coming.
I'm not. I'm just talking about how life works and how conversations work. I'm not going to swear on a sentence. I am chill. Do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So why can't you get to know someone while having a conversation and not looking at them? That's a call.
Yeah, I guess so. I'd rather just wait until like we were on a date or whatever.
So like optimal is face-to-face, but when not together, text is the only option?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
I don't know anybody like my age who calls, except my roommate does. My roommate calls.
Oh, he has no chill, huh?
But I'm like, I don't think it's, I wouldn't do it.
Does he have chill?
There's some roommate drama right now. I can't get into it. He has some chill.
He does?
Yeah.
But he's on the phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're all
learning. I'm not pro phone call.
Great.
Vis-a-vis women.
I have a question for you. A little proposal.
Yeah.
A little swap, if you will. I happen to have a bunch of notes from my middle school years. And I don't know if you ever did this. Did you guys write notes to each other, like, on paper and deliver them to each other in class?
Yeah.
Okay.
Never. I didn't do any, like, love notes in middle school.
No, yeah. I mean, more just notes.
Right.
We're hoping, speaking of text, since this is your main mode of communication, if we could read 5 of your texts out loud, and then you can read one of my middle school notes.
Okay. 5 for 1?
Yeah. They're longer. I mean.
Yeah.
And don't edit them. We'll take the first 5.
Okay. Yeah, I'm pulling it up. Let's see.
And not the ones that you gave us when you were downstairs.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay. I'm game. I'm game. I'll do it.
Okay.
All right.
Are we cheating?
Okay.
What do we start with?
We're going to start with your sweet, sweet text messages.
Oh, this is so exciting.
Okay. I'm just going to touch this one.
I'm just going to close my eyes and take it in.
Here we go. It's all caps. I just want to point that out.
Uh-huh.
Can I? Okay.
Okay.
He left while I was taking a shower. What the fuck? Okay, when I get back from this podcast. When I get back from this podcast, ASGSHF.
Oh, that was just me. When I'm like worried, I'll just like type a bunch of like.
That's just like.
Oh, okay. That doesn't stand for anything.
It's just
Oh yeah, yeah. That wasn't like some like long crazy acronym. Nah.
Shit's going down.
Okay.
Oh, that was regarding the like roommate drama.
You don't have to tell us. Like,
oh, I'm real honest with you.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I can like talk about it if you want.
Because
it's related to what we were talking about. I don't know. It's interesting. I'll get in trouble for it later, but I can talk about it.
Cool. We're chill.
We're chill. Yeah.
It's literally no one's fault. Was being a rat.
No. Oh fuck. Oh no.
Do you
too
have
much drama.
Chill right now? I don't feel like you do.
No, I don't have chill about that text.
I want you to have chill.
Oh,
you
man.
Promised chill when you came in today.
Yeah.
Do you have chill?
Yeah.
Do you have chill?
Go ahead, read it.
Okay, thank you. He's being irrational about it, and I think he should apologize, but I'll communicate calmly for real. I'll be V-pause. When are you going to talk? Right now? After the shower? Just hiked. Cool. So what did we learn? Why didn't you have chill for that?
Oh, because it's a stressful element of my week.
There's some attraction above. Oh, this is really happening.
Yeah, yeah. Go back to the other text. Go back to the text with other people.
This is amazing.
I can say. I mean, you said one of the names of one of my roommates.
Okay.
But we had like a girl roommate move in.
Oh.
And, you know.
Okay. Okay.
It's.
That's so good.
I don't know what we learned. I don't think we learned anything.
Oh yeah. Well, we made out, and then
you and the female
roommate was mad.
He was a little mad at you.
Yeah.
Did he have a crush on her too?
I don't know. I don't think so. Okay. But he was giving us the silent treatment.
So are you actually texting with her like, oh my God, I was in the shower and he left. Okay. So she's like, no way.
She's like, oh, you need to talk to him.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
I was going to talk to him before this podcast, and, you know, there hasn't been...
Well, it's not live, so we're good.
Yeah, there's going to be closure.
You guys can still talk.
There's going to be closure before this drops.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah. There we go. I love a happy ending.
Yeah. No, I love...
And I don't mean...
No, I love... He is, bad. Like... My roommate, very funny.
Is that his Twitter handle?
We don't know what that is.
Oh, that's his last name.
Oh.
I was spelling his last name.
Yeah,
I wasn't
his Twitter handle.
It's not all acronyms.
Oh,
yeah.
See.
no, he's a great dude. He's one of my best friends. But you know.
Sure.
But you made out with the female roommate and now you're gonna pay the price.
So go ahead and read Emily's note. Let's see what we've got there.
Okay.
You just pick one. I just brought a few.
All right, here
we go. Are we reading that whole note?
Oh boy.
Dear Lord,
right.
That's too long.
This is from Missy?
Yeah.
Who's Missy?
Missy was a friend of mine in middle school. Yeah.
All right. Emily, was that stupid or what? I hope you've got a good grade. I hope we get a good grade. I was so embarrassed. How are you and Jordan? I hope you guys are together for so long and have lots of happiness. Do you need a ride home? Allah's coming again today. Allah?
that was the name of her cleaning lady.
Allah?
Like literally, that was her name?
Allah.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's like in like middle school cursive, so I can't like read
do
it
what
super
you can.
Well. oh, what? Did I tell you all the stuff she said about fat people?
Uh-oh. Oh, Allah.
Do you mind coming to talk to Miss Mailer after school? It'll only take a minute.
That was great.
Thanks if you say yes. Gotta go, heart, Missy. And then the back says, Emily, fuck it.
That's me.
Emily Fuckin is the signature.
Yeah, I don't know if you wrote that or she wrote that.
No, I think she wrote that. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a mystery. Thank you. That was
great.
Did that feel like the same notes you guys would send in middle school?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I didn't have any like girl drama in middle school.
No.
I didn't like...
Because you didn't have roommates yet.
Right. I just didn't like really like... Nothing really happened with girls until like after high school, I would say.
All right. So how like when do you feel like you started getting your groove, your game on?
I would say I started getting my swerve on like maybe like age 19, I would say, probably.
Mm-hmm. A couple years ago.
Yeah.
I'm really proud. That's great. I mean, it must be great. I don't feel like I got my swerve on until about 23. Then I got it on, though. It just took me a minute. Yeah. You know?
No, it's been like a good year.
Great. When did you buy this shirt? I mean, I want to just like, do you think the shirt?
I bought this 2 weeks ago.
Okay, so nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
So I have a specific question back to the sexting. Yeah. Have you ever sent a dick pic?
No.
Never.
Really?
No.
Okay.
I haven't.
I'm going to let that sit.
I don't
for
know.
A second. Just let it sink in.
Do you, neither of you like getting dick pics, right?
I won't say that I have not enjoyed it.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But entertaining. Yeah. And you all, yeah. You just know this. I'm going to share this. And I think it's great that you haven't sent a dick pic.
Yeah.
It's great. But they will be shared.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
We share with all of our friends.
Yeah, that's what.
Guys, I'm so sorry. Yeah.
I mean, I figured.
Okay.
It makes sense.
So you're thinking through things.
Do you feel your friends share? Like, it's do they send them? Needs. Do they?
I don't think so.
Is it like done? Is it over?
I think it's still happening. I think it's still like, well, I think like there's certain dudes that are like super eager to like send dick pics. Like, I know a lot of like girls that are like, when they're on like OkCupid or whatever, like they'll just be like, oh, hey, how was your day?
Dick
and then
pic.
The like the dude will be like fucking sick and then like send like a picture of his dick and, like I don't like I wouldn't I don't know unless it was I need it to be like requested
sure so someone has to actually say to you I need to see your peen
yes
okay
and you're like great
yeah
okay do you feel like this is a question I've been kind of. I mean, I were asking ourselves the other day, and I don't know, but I just feel like asses have sort of muscled their way into first place.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm
saying?
Yes. Like hell yeah. We're living in, you know, a great ass period. Mm-hmm. You know, we were talking about pop culture earlier, you know, like, got, you know, because Anaconda came out, and then, like, Iggy and J-Lo dropped Booty.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like we're, like, there's, like, going to be, really like, an arms it. Race with, like, songs about butts. Like it's like I support it. I support it. It's because it's yeah. No, I'm very supportive of this
and
movement.
What do you like? Why?
Because I think like asses are like the most valuable body part. I wasn't gonna. I'm not saying part of a you know part but, of a woman.
Sure.
You but know, they contain value.
But like of parts that you're touching
really?
During you know
we really don't know. Our asses.
No.
Like, I have no idea what's going on. No idea. I have no connection.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
Haven't checked it out in a while.
Don't know what it looks like.
So we're just like, I could care less, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm just like, wow, it's interesting
like,
to
you
me
know,
that.
Girls are like doing like pop physique classes and
oh,
shit.
Oh, yeah,
like they're all about it.
And you feel like these are valuable assets in the bedroom?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think... very much like far and away like
far and away
versus like
what the hell is going on
does
versus
this, I mean does
like
mean
versus
like
breasts like
right.
What are you doing honestly what are you doing with the ass
are
go
you
ahead.
Spanking
oh yeah yeah
what else that's fine what else
I mean like just you need something to like grip you know
okay no problem what else
I don't know.
What else? You haven't
I mean,
sold me yet.
Besides gripping and spanking?
Yes.
I don't. I mean, I'm not like like. I think like those. Basically, those two.
They like, don't belong during, at the top.
Like during, like versus like breasts, like
yeah.
versus like boobs. Like what are you?
Or versus.
Versus well versus I mean clearly the pussy is like number one, like obviously. But,
okay.
you know, but, like, during, you know, first, second, third, you're doing stuff with
like
butts,
second.
You know?
Yeah. So it's at second
like,
place.
Yeah.
It's not at first.
Exactly. Yes. Right. I okay. wasn't including the pussy. I, you know.
I don't know why you.
I know. It, I'm sorry.
Cool. It's okay.
You know, Brandon.
Oh, man.
You have been an amazing guest. We have
Thank
learned
you for
so
having
much.
Me.
Brandon, we've learned, we've lived, we've loved.
We have loved.
Thank you. For bringing you to the table, for bringing chill.
Absolutely.
for bringing your Asian inspired beauty.
I'll situate things out with my roommate before this comes that. Out.
I
didn't know you would read all of this.
How could you?
It's all good.
I had fun. A delight.
I enjoyed it. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you. Yep. Plugs? Are we doing plugs?
Yeah, go for it.
Twitter.com, Brandon Wardell.
Just wait a minute.
My name in all caps.
At Brandon Wardell.
Twitter.com?
Yeah.
Why don't I understand that? Can you walk me through why you just said Twitter.com?
Yeah, Twitter.com.
But what else? Did you say it? Why am I like in a deep confusion?
Yeah, Twitter.com.
At Brandon Wardell.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I wasn't just plugging Twitter as a website. Yeah.
I thought it was good.
It's great. If you're not on it, you should join.
Don't worry about it.
It's very easy to sign
up. Relax. All right. We did it.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You're the best. OMFG! Hey, I hope you're enjoying this episode of OMFG. You know what? Why not check out another great show on the Wolfpop Network? If you're still feeling a little behind the times, I recommend Get Up On This from Jensen Karp. Jensen Karp and co-host Matthew Robinson sit with a different guest each week to offer up the best new cool stuff. They introduce you to the hottest new musicians, TV shows, apps, and many more things, knowing that you just don't have time to sift through that stuff. A brand new episode with Blink-182's Mark Hoppus is available for download today at www.wolfpop.com. That's www.wolfpop.com. OMFG! Oh my gosh, that was amazing. We learned so much from Brandon.
Such a bright future on that kid.
You know what? I actually feel great about him. I think his mind is right.
Yeah.
I think his mind is solid, and I think he's making all the right choices.
He's very smart.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we also have in the studio today the gorgeous, the talented.
She's really pretty.
I'm amazing.
She is pretty amazing. Her name is Morgan Walsh. Recently, she's been in Hulu's Hot Wives of Orlando. So funny. And Burning Love and Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Hi, Morgan.
Hi, you guys.
Hi. Thanks for being here.
Morgan, did you hear any of what went on?
You guys, that was riveting. And I'm not kidding. I could have just sat here and listened much longer. I have to talk now because I was captivated.
What was the biggest thing you learned?
The zero phone call thing blew me away. I talk to my husband like 7 times a day on the phone, and I'm like, does he think I have zero chill?
Right.
Or do we have like a reciprocal? I was upset by that.
Yeah. I mean, I think once you have a husband, like all
it's
husbands.
Okay, right?
I think all husbands think you have zero chill. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
you're
husbands
right.
are pretty much like wives have zero chill.
Yeah. That's definitely the case.
Yeah.
I do need to know, do I have princess eyes?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
You do.
Would Asian men jack off to me?
That I'm not sure about.
Okay. Well, okay.
But no, I mean, I don't think that that's a bad thing.
Oh, I was upset. Okay.
Just wipe those tears out of your princess eyes.
All right, guys, I can keep going.
I mean, there was something.
You still got swerve, babe.
Thank you.
I got my
swerve on really young, and I was impressed
that
to hear the brand.
Held together.
Yeah.
Until 19.
Yeah. Very. I mean, I was getting my swerve on.
What age?
I'm afraid to say.
Say. Gots to.
Well, is there the like note passing swerve, or is there the swerve, the
swerve
business swerve?
Never been note
like frozen yogurt swerve.
I would say the end of middle frozen yogurt swerve.
Mm-mm. Swerve.
Dude, I was in the big tire hugging with Benjamin. In Montessori preschool.
Oh,
guys.
Oh, you were swerving.
Yeah.
Really good.
I lost my first tooth because a boy was chasing me.
Oh.
Guys.
Excuse me.
I got swerve.
I'm taken back by your swerve right now.
Yeah, yeah.
That might be abuse, but okay.
Yeah.
Can we get to when the swerve happened? Because I don't feel like we have yet.
You mean
when
the real
did
swerve?
The swerve happen?
Eighth grade.
Wow.
I like that.
See, this is what happens to me, you guys. I go on shows and I overshare, and now I'm exposed.
You had swerve in the eighth grade.
Where I grew up, everyone was swerving in
really?
The eighth grade. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Do not
guys,
feel.
Guys, are we talking
that's
about
not abnormal?
Sex? Are we?
Guys,
is that what we're talking
Deanna,
about?
Deanna, can we please
sex?
Move on?
Yes.
Can we
eighth
just
grade?
Yes.
Guys, disgusting.
It's crazy. It is crazy. It's crazy. Like now, I have 3 kids, and I'm like, absolutely not. That
not
is
even.
Unacceptable.
Do you think they're gonna learn about that?
Not if I have anything to say about it. They're going to just be homeschooled.
Consistent swerve in the
No. And it was this guy who I was, we used to pass notes. It is how it all starts. And we, you know, now I say it and I'm a grown up person as you guys introduced me as an adult, which I think you're using that word gratuitously.
We are just because of like, we're just trying to let the audience know that there are youths
and
adults present.
And there's a real force of youths happening.
Right.
Now that I'm a grown up, it seems crazy to me that I did that.
Right.
That young. But.
So you had the one swerve and like.
And
one.
Then it was a while. I love that we're calling it swerve. Swerve.
That's not what Brandon would say. Yeah. I don't think.
I mean, he's talking about an essence, a je ne sais quoi, a way of being. We're like now swerve is. Yeah. So anyway.
And then later on in high school, it happened again. But the kid at the time, I, you know.
Same
age.
Same kid.
No. One time with him, and we were very good friends. I felt like we understood each other. I felt like he was really funny.
Yeah.
And I still was surprised and taken aback by the momentum of the night and how it happened, but there wasn't anything, there's no dark underbelly to it. It was more just like, what's happening.
That sounds really nice. I mean, I think that's a very nice way to lose your swerve or to gain your swerve.
I gained my swerve.
You gained your swerve that night. I mean, that's nice, you know, because it doesn't go that way for most eighth graders.
No.
Who have gained their swerve in the eighth grade. They don't have like a tinkle and twinkle in their eye when they say it. They're like in therapy and working it out.
I mean, I've done that too, but not for that event.
Yeah. So in terms of dating, how do you feel like when you're thinking about like how we dated, you know, how it went down, is there any stories that just float to the top for you?
The one that just floats to the top is when I was in my mid 20s, I worked in a Chinese restaurant in Venice, California.
I love Chinese food.
Oh, my God. It was really good. But you had to pay for it even though you worked there. It's such bullshit. That's actually – anyway – I got fired later for that reason. But this guy walked in and I was like, he's my dream guy. He had dark hair, kind of curly, brooding brown eyes. Mm-hmm. Like,
that's my type too.
So handsome. And he was flirting with me and then he went on his merry way and I didn't think anything of it. And then he came in and he brought me a bag of candy and was like, what are you doing later? And I said,
Swerve
with you.
Question mark.
I said, Kung Pao chicken? He said, yes.
Interesting.
So we went on – we didn't go on a date, though. We hung out around Venice.
Okay.
Did
you – so no social media was exchanged? This is live?
Yeah. In fact, he delivered – that's right. He delivered his phone number with the bag of candy.
Aww.
And he had been at lunch with his dad, and his dad was like, I think you should talk to her. And then we started hanging out. And he was an actor and I just felt like he was trouble and I could tell I didn't fall in love because I knew he was trouble.
Right.
So we would see each other periodically and I was sort of a serial monogamist before him. But we did start to date and then he would disappear for long stretches of time.
Totally normal.
Is it?
Still a good guy.
Okay.
No. That's what we say, right?
What's long?
Like, I want to say weeks at a time.
Oh, boy.
So, you know, it was like right around then that book or that, what was that thing? Like he's just not that into you.
Oh, yeah.
And I had a hairstylist who was like, have you ever heard of he's just not that into you? Yeah. And I was like, no.
She was like, okay, because you told her everything. Yeah. And she was like,
likes me.
Yeah.
He says I'm really pretty. So I would take his calls, but I would tell myself, don't take his calls. And then I would still take his calls. Mm-hmm. And then I would try to like not be available to try to get him back.
You read the book?
I didn't read the book. All I needed was the title.
Right.
That's really all you need.
It's like feel the fear and do it anyway. You just need the title.
Yes. So he one night came into my work with his best friend into the Chinese restaurant and he was like making out with me by the bathroom. And I I don't know. I did get food from the restaurant the next day, and I didn't pay for my soda.
Mm.
And I got fired.
Ridiculous.
And so I thought maybe I really got fired because of the behavior the night before.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
So I figured that was it. But I this is important to tell you.
Okay.
He was like, come with me to New York. I'm doing a movie. I had never been to New York at the time. And he's like, I'm doing this movie, and I want you to come. And I was like, oh, my God, yes. Okay, great. But because of these absences, I didn't know if I could really count on him.
I mean, you knew you couldn't count
on him. I would say the evidence said, yeah.
I can't count on him.
I mean, if you read the book, you would have known.
That I can't count on him.
Yeah.
But he did ask me to go, so right. I hung on to whatever I could hang on to, guys.
It's something. I really understand
it's something.
That. Yeah.
And, but I made my own arrangements for New York. I made sure I had a place to stay, et cetera, et cetera. And I still thought we were going to see each other there. And I was sitting on my luggage, as one does in their 20s when the shuttle comes to get you to take you to the airport. I was sitting on my luggage, waiting. My phone rang, and it was him. And he's like, yeah, so it looks like I'm going to be on Staten Island the whole time, and I don't think I'm going to be. And I was like, the shuttle is coming to get me. And he's like, oh, I handled this badly. He said, I handled this badly. I'm like, yes, you did.
Did you feel like you had chill at that time?
I actually did, because I had I did this thing where I behaved better than I was thinking. So he never saw that I had all this stuff going on.
Right.
And because I did have a strong sense of self, I was like, you know what? He's not – it's – I can see where this is going, but I wanted to go to New York. And so I used it as a platform for myself to just, like, make sure I went.
This is what pushed you out the door.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he'd gotten me fired from my job. So it was like I had free time. So I went to New York, and it was on that trip that I met my husband, who I'm married to now.
Oh, see? It all happens for a reason.
And he called me, the guy,
always,
the handsome guy.
Always do. Called,
and now we've they actually,
always do.
Right?
I've never not seen one call.
He called me right before I was going downstairs to the theater, where I'd been going pretty much every day on this trip in New York, UCB Theater. So I was, like, right upstairs on 26th and 8th. And the guy calls, and he's like, hey, so, you know, blah, 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 blah. That's all I heard in my ear.
Right.
And I remember just, like, looking at New York and looking at the sign for the theater and just being, like, not buying any of his bullshit. And I hadn't met my husband at that point, but I was just like, this is my life, and I'm on my way. And, okay, dude, take care. And that night I met my husband.
I love that story.
And you've been married, and you're happily
three
married.
Three kids later.
Three kids.
Happily married. And I was so, like, free and inspired and excited about really myself and my life when I met my husband. So it was good.
Do you think when that guy was on hiatus from you, was he, like, I'm thinking, like, drugs? Was he, like, a drug dealer?
You know, it's so funny that you say that. I think it was actually other women. And I will say we've actually – our lives have come full circle, and we have – crossed each other's paths since, and we have actually mutual respect, and he ended up marrying and having two kids with the girl that he was broken up with when we were dating.
Okay.
So I have this feeling that she was sort of on
the
peripheral.
Picture.
Yeah.
Is he Matthew McConaughey?
No.
Oh, okay.
I wish he was.
I feel like
you do. He is
do
like an
him.
Up. Yeah. Kind of you.
Can you move us in the right direction of who he is?
He's in the new movie Fury.
Oh my God! Go ahead, like somebody who has an internet.
Is he Brad Pitt?
No, but I am making it sound like.
Is he Brad Pitt?
What if I was like, yep. And Angelina's a bitch. Yeah.
So that sounds like, you know, you really had.
It was an old timey courtship,
right?
Though. And I have to say that was not par for my course of like having a guy that I, like I said, I was a serial monogamist. But we definitely talked on the phone. Like that blew my mind.
Oh,
that
yeah.
There's
hours
only
of phone
texting.
Talk with boyfriends.
There's no substitution for the phone. And
no, but to know that it's like off-putting even, it blows my mind.
I mean, I get it because like about 3 years ago, I was dating in the world and it's chaos, first of all. And it's like...
You were receiving dick pics at the time.
I sure was.
Oh
and
my God.
They were amazing.
Sure don't mind me if I do.
Guys.
They were incredible.
Did you send tit pics? Is that a word?
No.
Is that a phrase?
I don't know. Huh?
I would be like really trying to filter. I'd be really like
oh yeah, there's like
shit.
400 pictures that get snapped, and then you send like one, and your face isn't in it. That's
yeah,
what
you
I
you
that,
can't
that
put
was my
your
technique.
Face in it. You cannot put your technique. It's non-recognizable. If it's boobs, it's just the boobs.
That is, you know what I'm going to do, you guys? Yeah. And it's going to make him wildly uncomfortable because my husband cannot handle, he can barely, look, he loves me very much. Everything is great. Uh-huh. But he is so modest.
Really?
It's hilarious. Yeah, Chicago, Irish Catholic family. Okay. And even though he does like raunchy comedy sometimes, he is very modest. And so if I even allude to anything, he's like afraid people are going to see it and he freaks out. I'm so going to write my name on my tits with a Sharpie and send it to him. Bam, bam, keeping the magic alive.
I really love it.
And maybe request a dick pic while you're at it.
Oh, my God.
I might suggest, like,
never do it.
Less of a Sharpie, like something that will clean up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good point.
You might be wearing that a while.
I have a lot of washable markers at my house because I have three kids.
Good news is you're married. Sexy. And if it is permanent, we're good.
Oh, he also knows my name very well because it's, you know, his name as well.
Oh, you're putting your last name in there? I don't think we do last names. I mean, we'll have to check back with Brandon, but I don't think we write last names.
I don't
names.
Know what the Utes do. I don't know how it works.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say middle confirmation last names. Not necessary, but you never know.
You know what? I'm going to mix it up. I'm making new rules.
Are you going to do this, Morgan?
Guys, I think I need to.
Let's get something going.
You know what? You need to stay out of it.
Why?
We could send
CCing you on this.
No, I'm not angling for a CC.
It seems
but
like you're pushing pretty hard to get a look.
I'm trying to get a CC. I do want to be line copying, but I don't want a CC.
I'm not streaming it.
We could send a sex just to kick it off for you if you wanted. We could just send one for you.
He would sheer panic.
Okay.
Sheer panic from him.
Not chill. No chill.
Zero chill. Zero chill on this front.
Okay.
Zero chill.
I hope that I have chill. I believe I have chill. What do
you
think?
I don't know.
Nope.
I don't know.
Nope.
Is it one of those things that if you think you have chill,
you have
definitely
no chill?
Like, I thought I was not old until I came here today. So thank you
for
that.
You're not old. Jesus Christ. Okay, so we have to figure it out. This is our first show. We can't call people adults, apparently.
No,
we're going to figure out a new word. I'm sorry, Morgan. Can't we just say you're not an adult?
I am an adult.
I mean, you're a youthful, gorgeous.
Thank you.
chill, tons of chill.
So much chill.
So much swerve.
Swerve and chill.
Swerve gotten going early. Everything.
All the boys fap.
Is it okay to still say an adult?
Can I also say, I find the fapping terrifying. I find that so crazy.
The act itself or the term?
No, the act itself is natural and beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's the term.
Of life. It's the circle of the being an animal. We're animals. It's the sound of the word.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm actually quite
evocative.
Surprised that Deanna knew what fapping was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't know what that was.
I see. Don't know why I knew that. I listen to Howard Stern. I like to pin a lot of shit on Howard Stern.
It's probably
you
all
can.
His fault.
You can safely do that.
That's my only
he
answer.
A lot
I
of
know.
Ground.
I feel like I don't know what bukkake is, but I know
what that is.
The term, and I know it's nothing good.
It's not good. It's not good.
This is great.
But it's ancient. That word is an ancient custom. So it's not like the youths.
Wait, do you want to tell us what it is?
No, I don't want to say it out loud.
Bukkake is an ancient custom?
I think it's ancient.
Brought
Isn't
over
it
from,
ancient?
From olden times?
Oh, we're getting some
Way
confirmation
olden times.
Here. Yeah, okay.
It's Japanese.
Way olden times.
It's Japanese.
Guys, don't act like you don't know. There's a room full of people acting like they don't know.
I would now like to know. Go ahead, Morgan Walsh.
Oh my God!
Yeah. You now have to.
I think
tell
it's
us.
When it's the worst thing in the world. When I'm gonna
but
say
you know
this
what?
Right
it's
now.
It's ancient. It's like tea and stones.
Can you guys believe Oprah owns chai? It seems like that's
what?
Insane.
Yeah, she swooped
it's an
in.
Ancient, how does she own
chai?
Tea? Yeah,
like chai, like the whole thing.
Like how do you own that?
I'm disgusted.
Bukkake. Right after I talk about Oprah.
Go ahead.
Is when a bunch of dudes come on a girl's face.
Is that right?
Right.
That's confirmation. Okay.
And she's like in the center of town. I think it's also a public act of coming on a girl's face, which is great.
Is it
times,
a shaming act? Like she's done something wrong and she doesn't.
And this is from ancient times.
This is from ancient times. Guys, I don't know. First of all, I am really smart. I'm not a bukkake expert.
Okay.
But I am super smart.
I get that.
I'm going to trust and believe.
As you should.
And I think that's a great place to end
this. Oh, my God. No, we're ending on me talking about bukkake.
We're ending on the definition of an ancient, beautiful, wonderful act of love and acceptance.
Wow.
And it sounds like community, a lot of community involved. I feel
like it's probably really great for the skin. I mean, right. Just a guess.
So thank you so much, Morgan. And thank you for bukkake. And thank you for dick pics from your husband.
Oh my God.
And everything. So we had the wonderful.
I'm glad you stole that beverage that day.
Guys.
It all comes back to that.
Guys, it's 33. I can't believe he fired me for that. It seems unfair.
Morgan, I'm boycotting. Don't try to end on that when we're ending on Bukkake. Brand new episodes of every show on the new Wolfpop Network are currently available for your consumption at www.wolfpop.com. Wolfpop has a ton more great shows, like Reading Aloud with Nate Cordry, Happy, Sad, Confused with Joshua Horowitz, Crybabies with Sarah Thayer and Susan Orlean, Get Up On This with Jensen Karp, Off Camera with Sam Jones, I Was There Too with Matt Garley, The Rotten Tomatoes Podcast, Denzel Washington is the Greatest Actor of All Time, period, with Kamau Bell and Kevin Avery, and The Canon with Amy Nicholson and Devin Faraci. Check them out on iTunes or head to the new website at www.wolfpop.com.
OMFG! Wow.
Emily.
Wow.
Wow.
There was a lot of takeaway today.
Lot that we learned.
I feel like I haven't been in school in several years.
Right.
And this was quite a informative lecture.
No, I feel in our first podcast, we got so up to speed in terms of what's going on. I mean, we learned about Swerve.
Swerve's huge.
Swerve is the definition. We learned two definitions.
We made up one.
Right.
We made up one.
The one we learned is like kind of when you start to get sexy, that's your swerve.
And I feel that. I feel sad that we have not used that before.
Right. No, it's dropped in.
I love that a girl can or cannot have chill.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's perfect.
I do think that sometimes I have chill and sometimes I don't. And I want to like really dial into that now. You know, like I don't want to be picking up the phone all the time and being like someone on the other line. She has no chill, you know?
She has no chill.
Was good.
Yeah. I mean, that's like, it's funny that she brought up that book because that's where I learned
chill.
My chill.
Yeah.
Is like, he's not that into you. It's like, no, you need to chill.
Right.
And he'll come to you.
It's the biggest lesson a lady could have.
It's true.
I did learn it late in life. It's really important.
Definitely. FAP. Mm-hmm. This was new to me, not to you.
I did know FAP.
Which, you know,
great about that
you're a little bit cooler than me.
No, I just, I you know what? I feel it's a fap in my cap, and I really feel great about it.
Well, my hat's off to you.
Thank you.
Because fapping is a delightful act and an onomatopoeia.
I think it's also just a sound. It's right, an emotional sort of sound that's generated during loving oneself, and sometimes you wear that on a t-shirt and a sweatshirt, and that's great.
Sometimes you just have to let everyone know how much you love
the fap. Blue sweatshirt, yellow letters, no big deal.
No big deal. Mm-hmm. Just letting them fly, letting the fap fly.
And I learned bukkake, which is a term I had in my head. I had the term.
I've heard it.
But Morgan Walsh gave us the definition. She said that bukkake is an ancient, old-timey
facial
where the townspeople gather a lady, a young lady, old. We don't know about the age, but they put her in the middle of the town and they come on her face. And that's not what I thought bukkake was. I was living in the dark and now I'm in the light.
I still have questions, though, because it's like, not everyone's going to come at the same time. So do you kind of have to just, like, keep peeking to see if everyone's done? Or, like,
literally come at the same – I thought you meant, like, get to the square at the same time. Like, how do you get that?
I think they plan that.
Right.
They probably call each other on the phone because it's old-timey.
Let a smoke signal out. Oh, Yeah, like a group text, like, it's time.
Get to the square.
Get to the square.
Be good and ready in the square.
Be good and get to that square. You got to get to that square. So you're talking about the time it takes to jerk off. I haven't really ever thought about
that. You have to sit there for a while.
Just be like, the lady. Yeah. She's like, Fred, we started this bukkake at 5:30, and I've about had it.
So, I have an appointment in like 20 minutes.
Yeah, like it's cool. I'm here. I'm here for a purpose, but I'd like to have some time constraints on this.
Wait. Okay.
We're
getting
hearing.
Word from our producer. Mm-hmm. Bukkake is indeed not an ancient tradition. I mean, shocking. Shocking at this moment in time.
What is it?
I thought we had just learned.
I've learned so much, and now...
Here it comes. Okay. It's a sex act portrayed in pornographic films in which several men ejaculate on a woman.
So far, so good.
Or another man, which she failed to mention.
That's true.
Morgan did, but, you know, that's fine. Also, it originates in Japan in the 1980s.
Aha! 80s, while being a bit... of a while ago, is not ancient.
Definitely not ancient. I mean, we all want to feel young, but that wasn't that long ago.
Right. Okay, well, that's it. We learned more, and we learned something, and then we learned again.
Bukkake, 1980s, ancient as stone. Another thing we learned is that the ass has moved to number 2. That's huge.
Feel
that's
great.
That's huge. As a small-chested woman, I feel very happy about this news.
You do have a nice ass.
Oh, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
I thought you were going to confirm that I do have small boobs, because that's true, too.
No, you have a, I don't know if you know about your ass.
No.
I don't know about my own, but I can tell you about yours, and it's lovely. So that's great.
Well, I might like yours, too.
Please don't. It's just, I already know what's not happening back there. It's neither here nor there, and that's fine. I have other things going on in my life.
It's still number 2.
Fucking with that.
So Brandon came in. Mm-hmm. He was offered some coffee.
Right.
And he was informed that the coffee might be a few hours old, and he said, I will fuck with that.
He did.
Fuck with that.
It was such a great introduction.
It was perfect.
To him as a human being. Yeah. So the definition of fuck with that is, hey, it might not be ideal. You know, it might not be everything I thought it would be, but I will fuck with it.
But I'm going to fuck with that.
So that was great. Yeah. I'm gonna engage with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to fuck with it.
Yep.
And I'll use that. I'll use that tomorrow. I don't care.
I don't give a fuck with that.
I don't give a fuck with that.
Yeah.
Go to the bank. Oh, Emily looked down. We also learned one thing. I don't know if it's specific to the youth culture at large, but we learned that, like, when you write, like, A, G, J, L, M, N, O, P, crazy, exclamation point, that's just, like, frustration. It's not an acronym.
I thought it was an acronym for, like, a good, 10 seconds, but then he cleared it right up. But I like that. I think it shows a real lack of knowledge of the English language. And it's good. Just
you know
fuck
what
it.
Was so crazy?
Fuck with that.
Well, you're going to fuck. What will you fuck with tomorrow?
Tomorrow, I'm going to fuck with some swimming in a pool.
You're going to fuck with that?
I'm going to fuck with that.
You're going to walk up to that pool and be like, I'm going to fuck with that.
I'm going to fuck with you, pool.
Pool? chlorine? Chlorination? The last thing I think we learned today was something that I just know the title of it. I'm still confused.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon had us take a picture.
That's correct. We took a picture together just because we wanted to get as close to him as possible.
And we got into a rap pose squat prayer.
Rap pose. And this is R-A-P, much like FAP, but rap.
Rap.
And we got down. We did a squat. We put our hands together like we were in yoga class. Mm-hmm. And we just took a picture.
Took a picture. And
it's very
he was
awkward.
Super excited about it. He loved it. He was like, oh, yeah. That let's fuck with that. And like,
rap pose.
He was like, this is huge. This is everything. Everything seemed to happen when we did that. I don't know what happened. But it seemed to all come alive.
I think we loved him from the beginning. And he fell in love with us then.
You do?
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Thank you so much for listening.
This was so much fun.
Time of my life.
Ugh.
And if you want to follow us on Twitter, please do at OMFGpod.
Yeah, and if you have questions, if you're trying to be cool like we are, you know, we're open to suggestions and guest suggestions and topic suggestions. So just add a hashtag OMFGpod. If that's what I mean, we're assuming it's a hashtag. We don't know. We'll learn. It should be okay.
We'll find you. Thanks for listening.
Wolf Pop is part of Midroll Media, executive produced by Adam Sachs, Matt Gourley, and Paul Scheer.